would like to welcome this bill and its intention to introduce digital health records to our health service, healthcare service. There is no doubt that we lag miles behind other EU and OECD countries with respect to digital healthcare. Ireland is currently ranked lowest of all OECD countries in digital health readiness, and we are just one of four member states that does not provide its citizens access to electronic health records through a centralised access service. People should have access to their own medical records, and the creation of a digital health record will ensure that they have access to important information that relates to them. I think we can all agree that the healthcare system in this country is broken and in desperate need of serious upgrade and overhaul. Nearly a year ago, 78 GPs from Donegal wrote a letter to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, stating that they too believe that the system is broken and that they no longer had faith that the current system can be fixed and appropriately managed without outside intervention, support and resources. They highlighted their concerns regarding timely access to care for their patients in Letterkenny University Hospital, and I have no doubt that improvements in our digital health and an introduction of a digital health record will improve access to care, given that it has the potential to provide accurate, up-to-date information about patients and would significantly reduce the administrative burden on hospitals and other healthcare providers. It has been reported that fewer than 2 in 5 people in Ireland are satisfied with the public health system, and it's not hard to see why. I do have a few issues with this legislation, however, as well, and very serious ones, so I hope that the Minister takes these into consideration when progressing this legislation. Firstly, it is hard to see how we would have the resources and infrastructure to actually deliver on this legislation once enacted. I'm sure it's going to require significant funding to deliver digital health in Ireland, and if that is the case, then it is vital that we make sure that the public money is spent wisely. Unfortunately, this government has a very poor track record of spending wisely, sensibly. The €2.2 billion Children's Hospital comes to mind, as well as the €336,000 bike shed and the €1.4 million copper roofed security hut at the Meridian Square entrance at the back of Leinster House, which was just revealed at today's Finance Committee. I am also reminded of the time and money we wasted in digitising the voting process over 20 years ago. €54 million was spent on a faulty electronic vote machine for them to be scrapped almost as quickly as they were introduced. Put simply, I do not trust this government's ability to handle the level of investment that digitising the health service would require, and I don't doubt that they would take this opportunity once again to look after friends and private contractors at a ridiculous price. And I am certain that the public feel the same way. I know that this legislation was introduced to bring us in line with our obligations under the European Health Data Space Regulation, which was due to enter into force in this autumn. And that's interesting in itself, because most other European regulations is about 9 or 10 years later after they've been introduced that we actually looked at implementing them. So I'm wondering what the big rush is to ensure that this one is implemented now as well. And I question whether we have the infrastructure and systems in place to ensure this in such a short time frame. In regard to the European Health Data Space Regulation, I would like to echo the Irish Council of Civil Liberties' concerns that the regulation creates a possibility to use health data for secondary purposes, beyond providing health services to individuals, which opens up the opportunity to use health data in the public interest, such as development of public policy, but also as well perhaps for the sale to private interests, or as the Government of Ireland works, give the private interests the information for free. However, the wording of this is not precise and allows for a broad range of uses that risk fundamental rights. The Minister needs to ensure that this is adequately addressed before this legislation is allowed to progress, and I would urge them to engage fully at committee stage of this bill to ensure that the relevant organisations are given the opportunity to contribute. The Minister also must ensure compliance with the data protection regulations and ensure that our citizens' health data is as protected and as secure as possible. This means ensuring that apps aren't required for people to access their digital health records either. Apps are not a safe or secure way for people to access such private and sensitive information, and I would oppose this suggestion completely. I would also have concerns regarding reciprocal arrangements with other jurisdictions. I understand the need to share information to healthcare providers in the north, for example. I have many constituents in Donegal who would benefit hugely from their medical records being accessible to healthcare providers in the north, given that we are a border county. However, we must be strict on our terms, and the purposes for which this information could be used should be extremely limited. Obviously, the 2021 HSE cyber attacks are a concern, and I don't wish to scaremonger in any way, and I know that Ireland is leading in terms of cybersecurity practice, but we know health is a prime target for cybercrime and cyber attacks, and are not only extremely costly, but they can make our citizens feel violated and vulnerable as well. This is something that needs to be fleshed out in serious consideration going forward. Lastly, I wonder if we have sufficient internet connection for a national digital health system. The truth is, we don't in Donegal. I have raised this many times, but there are large parts of Donegal that are still without fibre broadband, and it is one of the many ways that we remain the forgotten county. And the sad reality is that Donegal will continue to be a laggard, as significant investment in communications infrastructure and healthcare are not prioritised. But I would stress, just again, if I can, that the fact that there needs to be very strong protections in legislation of this, and I can see that this legislation and the information that's gathered through this legislation will be wide open to abuse. And unfortunately, history has shown us that that will happen. So I think we have to be very careful to make sure that that doesn't happen, and that those protections need to be in place.